Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, continuing our analysis of Mishnah Chet. And remember, we still have to go back to Mishnah Tet. Mashba Bor Asur Vashar Mutar. So the Mishnah said that if you bought the wine from the non-Jew and the press from the non-Jew and some of the wine had already gone into the pit, whatever was down in the cistern was Asur. But anything else was mutar. Rav Huna, again, as he did in the beginning of our analysis, comes up with a caveat. He said, Lo shanu ela shelo hechzir garkut ni lagat. That's only if you didn't take the basket, the sort of sifting basket or straining basket, and put it back in the gat. Hechzir garkut ni lagat. But if you did so, then asur. It's asur. Now, the garkut ni gufa b'malika mitzara. How did the basket itself become asur? Benitzok. Now, Nitzok is the following halacha, it's discussed in Masechet Gittin in the second parak, and that is if you have a vessel which is tahor and it's on top and it's pouring into a kli that is tameh. According to Tzedukim, the kli on top now becomes tameh because of the upflow, and according to our position, it does not become tameh because Nitzok is not chibur. So the question is, how did this gargutni become usur? After all, it was above the bore, and the stuff was going through it down into the bore. So are you going to claim that because there was a stream going from the gargutni down into the bore, now it goes upflow and prohibits the gargutni and gives it the status of yayin nesach? That is against our position. The answer is no. Kedetani Rav Chiya shepchastot sluchito. In another context, Rav Chiya explained, you have a circumstance where the plate itself is mashing against the liquid below it. Here, the bore filled up with wine so much that it was actually touching the bottom of the basket, and now the basket became asur as yayinessa. Okay, a story. There was a kid who was evidently a prodigy, and he studied Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Mishnayot, when he was six. So they asked him a question. Can you trample grapes with an Oved Kochavim? Amarlohu Dorchin im Oved Kochavim Magat. Said you're allowed to. So then they asked him the following question, which was not raised in our context, which is, V'haka Menasech Biyadei, that he is being Menasech Biyadayim, he'll pick it up, some of the stuff with his hands, and because now we're following Mishnah Achrona, as Rav Huna said, we saw in the last podcast, that the wine that's already on the slope already could become Yayin Nesech, therefore anything he touches is a problem. The answer is that Tzayner Ludi Adei, we tie his hands, we let him trample with his feet. Ava Kamanasech Beregel, so he'll do that with his foot. And the answer is Nisuch Beregel, Loshmei Nisuch. The kid answered very clearly. Doing that with your foot isn't called Nisuch. It's nothing. Okay, a story. There was a story happening in Hardea. Dashi Yisrael v'Ovid Kochavim lahu chamra. A Jew and a non-Jew trampled grapes together. Shai Shmuel tlat deriglin. Shmuel held off, literally, three regalim. But it meant he held off for a long time ruling on it because he wanted to wait till the Chachavim would gather. So my time, what was he waiting for? Ilim v'shum nekasavar. Maybe he thought the imashkach natana da asak Rabbi Natan. If I find somebody who supports Rabbi Natan's position that says this stuff is asur, osrina filu b'hana, then I'll say you can't even sell this wine. It's out. Detanya medado ben biad ben beregel. In the Rabbi Natan said in the following context: let's say a goy comes to buy wine from a Jew and he measures it, whether he uses his hand or whether he uses his foot. Yimacher, it could still be sold. Rabbi Natan omer biad asur beregel mutar. If he uses his hand, it's asur. But that doesn't work because emerdam Rabbi Natan biad. That's if he used his hand. Beregel miyamar. He certainly said that if he uses his foot, it's not so. Why would this guy trampled grapes? Why would it be a problem? But it's the opposite. If I can find a Tan who supports the idea that it's mutter, like Rabbi Shimon, I'll allow this wine even to be drunk. Okay. We don't know what the result was. There's a story happened in the town of Biram. A non-Jew was climbing up a tree. He had a stick or a branch in his hand. On the way down, he lost his balance or whatever it is, and the tip of his stick that he was holding went into some wine. He didn't intend it. So Rav said you could sell it. You can't drink it, you could sell it. So I'm the Rav Kana Rav Asi. The Rav says, Talmidim asked him, Var Marhu da Amar Tinok Ben Yom Oseh Yayin Nesach. You're the one who ruled that even a day-old kid could make Yayin Nesach, which means you don't need Kavanah. So Amar Lahu, which means this should be Aser. Amar Lahu, Emer da Amriyana, what did I mean when I said that? Bishti, I mean you can't drink it. Banami Amri, I didn't say you can't get an off from it. That's far too chamur. Okay, let's look at this ruling. Gufa Amar Rav Tinok Ben Yom Oseh Yayin Nesach. So Eitav Rav Shim Rachiel Rav. Rav Shimi challenged Rav on his ruling as follows. We have a Tosefta in Perek Vav Avodah Zarah, Halokech Avodim Mina Ovdei Kochavim, Shemalu Velo Tavlu. If you buy slaves who had Brit Milah, let's say, but didn't yet go to the mikvah, so they're not fully converted, V'chein B'nei HaShvachot Shemalu Velo Tavlu, or you have your own Shvachot in the house, and they had kids, but the kids had Brit Milah, but didn't yet be weren't Tov El L'Shem Avdut, Rokanu midrasan bashuk tameh. Remember, we had a mikzera that all goyim have a din of zav. So their spit or anything they step on, the midras, even in reshut harabim, is tameh. There's no suffix. The amri la tahor, but there's another position that says it's actually tahor. Yenan, what about wine that they touch? Gedolim osim yayin nesach, tanim osim yayin nesach. Only the adults of that group make yayin nesach, not little kids. The eilim gedolim yayin tanim. Where do we draw the line? Gedolim. Yodin betiv avodat kochav misham she'a. The Gdolim means people who are old enough to understand what avodah zarah is about and how to worship. Tanim enem yodin betiv avodat kochav misham she'a. Minors means they're younger than that. Now, tanim yakdolim ink tanim lo. So you see here that little kids who are not Jewish cannot make yayin nesach. And you said even a one-day-old kid. But here, Gemara, what did Rav answer? Abnei shvachot. That's talking about bnei shvachot because they grew up in a Jewish home. Therefore, only if they're adults and they still haven't accepted their role as Jews, do they make Yayin Nesach? I have a chen kamar, but the Tosefta said v'chein b'nei ha-shvachot, meaning that the two groups are equal for everything. He said, Arukan Amidrasan, that's talking about the issue of Tuma, that their spit is considered Tameh in Rishut Rabbi, even in Rishut Rabbi. So Hanechan l'mandamar Tameh, that only works according to the version of the Tosefta that said Tameh. Mandamar Tar, my equal member, but according to the version of the Tosefta that said that their spit is Tahor, so what do you mean v'chein? So the answer is, the answer is, Rav said, that the Tosefta is equating Avadim to B'nei Shvachot for the following reason. Ma B'nei Shvachot malu v'lo tav luhud osin yayin nesach. B'nei Shvachot only make yayin nesach if they went through a partial conversion. They did Brit Milah but not Tefillah. Malu v'tav luhud, but if they did both steps, they are immediately out of the range of yayin nesach. Af Avadim kain. Same rule is for Avadim, meaning you buy an Eved from a non-Jew, the minute he comes out of the mikveh, if he did Brit Milah, no Yayin Nesach. Why is that surprising? Lafukin Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. To counter the position of Shmuel, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, even though they did Brit Milah and Tefillah, they could still make Yayin Nesach until they stop using the words of Avodah Zarah, they stop thinking about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is out of their mind. So, Kamash Malan Delo. So therefore the Braita is equating Avadim and B'nei Shvachot to say, just like B'nei HaShvachot, immediately upon conversion, are out of Yayin Nesach, you grew up in a Jewish home, even Avadim you buy from Goyim, the minute they come out of the mikvah, finito. As opposed to Shmuel's opinion. Kamash Malan Delo. Alright, so now, let's look at this opinion of Shmuel that said, we need time for them to get rid of Avodah Zarah. Gufam Nachman, Amar Shmuel, okay, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Kochavim, Malpish, Avodah Tav, Lo, Sin, Yayin Nesach, Avodah Kochavim, P.M., Bechama. So how long? 12 months. So this opinion, Eitave Rabba, or perhaps Rava, Rav Nachman. We have our Tosefta against Shmuel. Because it says when you buy Avadim, the Tosefta we just saw. But the point is, it's only if they did partial process. But if they did Brit Milah and Mikvah, no more Yayin Nesach immediately. Not 12 months, not until they stopped using words of Avodah Zarah, immediately. So how will Rav Nachman defend Shmuel's teaching here? He said, yeah, let's talk about B'nei Shvachot. B'nei Shvachot, the minute they come to Mikvah, because they grew up in a Jewish home, they don't talk Avodah Zarah. I have a cheng tani, but the bright equated them, same as we had before. Arokan amidrasan, that the equation is for tuma. Tanech l'mandamar tameh, l'mandamar tahor, ma'ikal meimar, but according to the version of the Tosefta, that it's all tahor, what's the v'chein for? So hakamash l'anavadim du mi'ar b'nei shvachot. is there to tell you that avadim are just like bnei shvachot. Ma bnei shvachot gedolim hu de'osin yayin nesach. Tanim ein osin yayin nesach. Just like with the bnei shvachot, only the adults who understand avodah zarah can make yayin nesach, not the little kids. Afavarim namin gedolim osin yayin nesach. Tanim ein osin yayin nesach. Same thing with avadim. Only the adults can. Fukim in a rav, it's opposing the position of rav. Dem rav tinok ben yom osin yayin nesach. Kamash malan delo. To oppose that position and say that against Rav, we say that little kids in no case make Yayin Nesach. Okay, now we have a story. And this story is going to carry us through into the next podcast, but we want to start with it. Story happened in Mechuza, that's Rava's town. Ata Obed Kochavim Ayel Chanut Ad Yisrael. A non-Jew walked into a Jew's store. Amar Lahu, Id Lechucha. Amar Lahu, Zvunid, do you have any wine to sell? Amar Lelo, they said, no, we don't. The guy was insistent. Habayativ chamra v'davel. In the meantime, there was some wine sitting in a barrel. Shadi be'yade, the guy put his hand into it or a jug. V'shichshech be'en, he mixed around. I'm a little high love chamra, isn't this wine? So the other guy got, the Jew got very angry. Shakle ha'ech beritche shadi l'dane. He picked up the barrel and he threw it. Shadi rava l'zavuna that would kachavim. Rava said you could sell the rest of that wine to a non-Jew. It's not osav anoi, even though he mixed his hand in it. So if the galer Ravuna Barchinanav, Ravuna Baredu of Nachman, these two chaverim, who were not in Mechuz at the time, as you'll see, challenged Rava's ruling when they heard about it. Nafki Shippur de Rava Vashari, so there was a contest. So Rava sent out his shofarot to publicly announce this wine is mutter to sell. Nafki Shippur de Ravuna Barchinanav, Ravuna Baredu of Nachman Vasri, and they sent out their shofarot announcing that the shittas in their beitin that it was asr. So we have a challenge going on. Ikla Rav Huna Breda of Nachman Lochuza. So after a while, Rav Huna Breda of Nachman came to Mechuza. Amar Rav Rav El Yakim Shame. So Rav told his servant, Trok Galik, shut the door. To Lonetu Inshid Anitri. I don't want anyone to come in and bother us. The two of us are going to talk privately. Al Legaber, Rav Huna came to Rav. Amar Leke Gav Namai. He asked him a question. He said, in a case, a non-Jew comes in and puts his hand, not knowing what's in there, and mixes it around, what's the status? Amrle Asur Afilu Bana. Rava said what hadn't ruled, which is it's Asur even Bana. Ay Vahamarhu Damar Shir Sheikh Enosi Yayin Nesach. But you, Rava, you ruled when the guy mixed in, it doesn't make it Yayin Nesach. You just can't drink it. So Rava said, oh, Amar Damriana, you don't know what I said. What I said was Levad Midameha, Farmi Dameha Dahu Khamra, except for the value of that wine itself, that you can't get. Vendu Khamra Miyamri, I wasn't speaking about the value of that wine, meaning Rav is saying what he permitted was to take the wine that the rest of the wine in the store, and you could sell that. But the wine that this guy had touched was also banon. Now, that's not really what Rav had taught. And you look at Rashi, you see Rav was embarrassed because, as we'll see in the beginning of the next podcast, Rav was dressed down by Abaye for his ruling and admitted defeat. And he came back, and then this conversation took place and was embarrassed about his ruling. So he covered it up by saying that actually, I didn't rule that way, but the reality is that he did. In any case, we'll pick it up in the next podcast at this point where we'll hear about Rava's meeting with Abaye on this topic. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.